Gaddafi seems to be willing to do whatever it takes to hold on to power. That includes using heavy weaponry against his own people. This strategy isn't exactly enhancing public perceptions of Gaddafi. Then again, the Libyan leader has had PR problems for a long time, at least in the U.S. And so in 2006, Libya signed up a Boston-based consulting firm to spruce up Gaddafi's image. The so-called Monitor Group reportedly had a $3 million contract with Libya. David Korn writes about the Monitor Group in the online edition of Mother Jones magazine. He's in Washington. David Korn, what did you discover about Monitor's work specifically?
Well, what I saw was that the Monitor Group, which was doing a lot for the Libyan government, had at least one project that was geared just to public relations, to cleaning up the image of Muammar Gaddafi. It wasn't like the usual PR campaign, we're going to take out ads and book you on the Today Show. It was, we're going to bring high-profile intellectuals to your country, and we're going to have them sit down and chat with you and chat with other Libyan officials about the changes going on here. And at the time, indeed, it seemed possible that the Gaddafi and the Libyan regime were both moving in a better direction than they had in decades past. And many of them came back and wrote largely sympathetic pieces in the New Republic, in the Washington Post, in Newsweek. And the big problem is, at least in terms of the what was published, is that in many of these stories, these academics did not disclose that they were working for, being paid by, a group that had a $3 million a year contract with Gaddafi.
You know, a lot of public relation firms around the U.S. represent foreign governments. Is how the Monitor Group did it decidedly different?
Well, I think this campaign they had, very high-end campaign, was very sophisticated. I think it was probably pretty effective. They also came up with a plan to write a book about Gaddafi and his ideas that they were going to get $1.65 million for from the Gaddafi government. That never went ahead. They were talking about using intellectuals to approach people like George Soros to get him on board the, you know, pro-Gaddafi bandwagon. So it was very much aiming, you know, at elites for elites. And so in that way, I think it was a different type of PR campaign than we've seen in the past.
Monitor Group has not agreed to an interview with us, but they've been pretty contrite since the uprising and Gaddafi's attacks against the rebels, even saying, the purpose of their visits to Libya was to facilitate, inform, and speed up the processes of reform and modernization. Sadly, they say, now we, along with many others, misjudge that possibility, and they also apologize for considering writing that book. I'm just wondering, does this mean that we, the media, and the public need to be skeptical of anyone presenting themselves as independent thinkers?
Well, first, let me just take on the Monitor statement, if I may. They were working with some officials on good government programs and the like. They have still not come to terms, at least publicly, that they were there trying to build up Gaddafi's image while being paid by Gaddafi, regardless of whatever else they were doing. Now, it's quite possible that some of these academics didn't fully realize they were part of a PR program. Maybe they bought the Monitor PR itself, that we're there to promote reform. We're going to pay you. Will you come there and help us promote reform?
Is there anything inherently wrong with a PR firm working for a government like Libya?
You know, that's really a good question, because in Washington, where I am, we have lots of firms here who work for autocratic regimes. You know, people worked for Egypt, people worked for Tunisia, all these regimes that have sort of fallen lately. If indeed the you're being paid to be a pitch man for a regime that engages in torture, that represses people, then I think that is, to a degree, blood money. And it's not money that I would take, and I think that people can be judged accordingly for accepting that type of money. Usually it's trying to sell them despite all the terrible things they're doing.
David Korn writes about the Monitor Group in the online edition of Mother Jones magazine. David Korn, thanks so much.
My pleasure.